This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Fully Charged Recharged. Emma, Dave and Fiona. Day two on the gig. Fiona, how are you doing?
I am doing so good. What do you guys think of me, honestly?
I love you. Really. Love you. Love your shiny skin. It's so nice.
Oh my God.
Sorry, that's
Thank
a
you.
Negative thing.
No, shiny is in a positive way. It's dewy. Girl.
Sorry, that's what I'm looking for.
Your
complexion is beautiful to look
at. Thank you so much. It's because I insist on putting sun cream on even at 5:30 in the morning to come and sit in this room where the rays. Hey, from that pink thing, that could be affecting me. So we've got to keep our skin young. Yeah.
Do you know what? Here's the truth. Because yesterday you talked about how you put on sun cream in the morning. I put on sun cream this morning.
Did you?
How do you feel? I know a guy who does that every morning. No, sorry, that's a lie. He does it every Friday to make him feel happier.
And does it make him feel happier? Maybe the smell
He's
of holidays?
He's the happiest man I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know, because I got this new, you and me were talking about like Korean skincare
it
before.
Arrived.
Did it?
Myself
oh my God,
arrived.
We need to hear all.
Am I glowing?
Yes, you actually are. You are. You're looking stunning.
I started it last night.
Oh, and did you love?
Oh, Dave's sad. We're back to girly stuff.
I'm not sad. I'm just intrigued.
Yeah, so I got a Korean sun cream and it's like made with rice and it does actually smell like rice.
Which is nice.
And I'm like, do you know what? Yeah.
No, rice.
Let's do it. It's rice. But it's better than smelling chemically, you know. It's
Flax,
like, it just feels like I'm, you know, got a 3-in-1 on the face. We love it.
Oh, I'm hungry now. Listen, we've loads to be doing.
I was about to say, Fiona, we're going to test you on if you've ever listened to the podcast intro. What does Dave always say?
You know, he just, guys, I listen to it all the time. I did my homework. I know it doesn't sound like it when we're on air trying to play games, but I swear to God, I listen to this show every day.
We've
loads to be doing.
My favourite thing so far is when Emma presses a button and it's like of imaging. And it's like, today, and Fiona talks over the entire thing.
I'm like, this is my time to chime in. I've got something to say.
You're going
to
hear it throughout the show. She's coming at radio from a different angle, folks.
Let's try something new.
Why not talk over the songs, over the imaging?
When something really loud is playing, let's then have a chat.
Benson Boone is howling. And I'm like, so what's up with you guys? What are you doing for the weekend?
Paul Mescal, huh?
1038 Dublin. Emma,
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go.
Morning. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday. And like a really, really nice weather week and you're wearing a massive coat.
I am. It's just my comfort blanket. Give me half an hour and I will remove said coat.
I actually might remove my hoodie. It's so warm.
Take it off because I was just going to say I got
Fiona,
the shorts.
Stop flirting with him so quick.
I was talking to you.
I was just going
to
say, take it off.
Oh my God, take it off.
Let's just get comfortable in here. No, I was going to say I got the shorts out for the first time yesterday.
Go on.
It was like, let's do it. But you know, like legs out for the first, like the first time the knees have seen the light of day in 2025. And it's like anything could be under here. What am I revealing to the world?
Is that a horse?
You never look at your knees in a mirror and you're like, they look like faces.
Yeah, I never give them enough thought. But no. Like, as a body part, like, we need to investigate more what's going on.
I thought you were going to say we need to invest, but yeah, honestly, they're not.
Invest in your knees.
Invest
guys.
In your knees. They're not the prettiest
no,
things.
No, I hate when you have like the rollover fat hanging off the bottom of your knee and it looks like a little bum.
Oh, stop.
Do you ever notice that sometimes?
I don't have that.
We're not. Can I see your knee? Show us your knee.
I don't know how.
On his fitness journey now. The knees are the first place the weight goes.
I have so much muscle in my leg I can't even pull up my jeans.
How do you manage?
Take them down.
Yeah, you're down. I'll take
them. Emma, Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And Friday, a massive day for somebody. Record-breaking stuff in the cash machine again. Over $250,000 for the taking.
Nice.
And we'll give you all the details that you need. How to enter, how to win, etc. really, really soon. For now, though, I want to talk about the man of the hour.
Ooh.
Well, the boy of the... child of the hour, I guess.
Francis.
France? No.
Oh, France.
No, RIP. We've spoken about France.
Who else would be the man of the hour? Me?
Not in this occasion. You'll have your moment, I'm sure, on the show. But today, right now, in this moment, it's all about young Cooper Wallace, that 10-year-old boy, the English lad, who has gone on again and won for the second time in a row at the European Gull Screeching Championships in Belgium.
Oh, the man of the hour. Oh, okay.
Of course, it's Cooper, the gull screecher.
The gull screecher, that's him. So this time last year, what happened was he was making headlines because essentially how he got into gull screeching in the first place is he was trying to get a seagull back after a seagull stole his sandwich at the beach on one occasion when he was younger and bit his finger. Oh. And he was just kind of squawking back at the thing. And his mom must be a terrible mother because she must have put some kind of confidence in him to say, geez, kid, you're good at screeching like a seagull. And since then, it's become his like full-time job outside of school. Practicing.
But I mean, don't we stand a mother who sees her son's talents and, you know, brings them forward?
Yeah.
I would say she's a very regretful mother a few years on, to be honest with you.
He's practicing the screeching on a Saturday morning. Like, do you know, like your brother would be like kicking the football against the wall on a Saturday morning. You're like, shut up. But instead, it's gull screeching. It's not ideal.
Like a tin whistle.
I assume the morning is the best time to practice. Now, I'm not in the industry myself, but probably the vocal cords are like mostly waking up and you need to get on it at 7 a.m.
Undeniably a very talented child, and he went and won again last night. So
this is a real competition.
It's a real competition. It was in Belgium. Have a listen. This is what he won based on. I mean, the crowd just loved
Sorry,
him.
The first man. Why is he so emotional about goal screeching?
Oh, go out of the goals.
Cooper's won the league.
He beat 21 others, and this is why I think his mother is a regretful woman, if she did instill this confidence in the child, because his little sister Shelby's after getting on board.
Oh, no.
She's now
not Shelby.
She's getting really good, and she came fourth last night. So now they have two gulls in the house, okay?
Family of freaks.
A vibe of Shelby.
I'm quite nervous. For Shelby, she's really good too.
Yeah, and Shelby then, she can screech.
Would you think that Cooper could get beaten by his little sister this year, Shelby?
Definitely. But I'm a bit scared.
Sorry, what the hell is wrong?
She came fourth and...
Your people, Callum.
The quote to the press on the back of her coming fourth was, I'm a bit annoyed I didn't get a medal, but I'm happy for Cooper.
I'd say she is. I'd say she's bloody delighted.
That is bizarre.
Cooper.
Yeah, now, the contest, it scores participants not just on their goal calls, but they have to get into character, and it's all about their movements as well. Now, I watched the video of some of the other participants, not all just kids, I don't mind telling you. You're like 50-year-old lads doing it, just saying.
No doubt. It reminds me of that like face gurning competition, you know, and they're like, my family have been gurning for 50 years.
Is this
and, like,
the one where you have to contort the face in such a weird way?
No, it's famously like not a visual medium, but you know, like I can't do it now, Botox.
Can you screech?
Can I screech like a gull? I thought you'd never ask.
That was decent, to be fair.
Was that okay?
It sounds like a girl that smokes a lot of cigarettes.
The ones around Dublin, to be fair.
And finally, all the contestants who got to this stage in Belgium last night, you know, to celebrate, they bring all the contestants in a regular competition, like a singing or a talent show, onto the stage maybe for a joint performance. I mean, they're going to do that, aren't they? At the European Gull Screeching Championships too.
Is all of them.
All of them.
Together.
You ready?
This is like doing a weekly basis when the X Factor contestants would come and sing one song before they all sang their own individual songs for the live version.
Yeah. So this is them all in unison.
Like, there's something kind of beautiful about that.
No, there isn't. But I will say, it's very good. It's very good.
It is good, isn't
it? It's very impressive.
I would say that mother is going, what?
She raised two talented youngins.
This is New Chaperone. She's going country now, and this is Class. It's called The Giver. You're listening to
It Spins, fully charged, recharged.
Before 8 o'clock this morning, if you want to win your way to Wellfest, we got your tickets. We'll tell you how, as I said, just before 8.
Morning.
Guys, can I just say it's so nice to be working with you both. Sitting opposite you and just like taking in your beautiful faces every day. Dave is obviously home from his holidays looking sun-kissed and glowing. But just in one very specific part of your face, I think we noticed yesterday.
What do you mean?
I think there was like maybe a small bit of denial on holidays about potentially where the hairline begins and ends.
Her second day, she's getting brave.
Let's get into it. Have you noticed the small triangle of sunburn on the side of
no.
your face?
Dave.
It's a perfect triangle. I stared at it all day yesterday. Not in a weird way. Just in an observant,
Oh my God, it's this little red triangle.
It's perfect.
What has happened here, Dave, is you went in your holidays. I can imagine you getting the sun cream and just lathering it on in circular motions, but just ignoring the fact that the hairline's ever so slightly going back.
The hairline is fine, lads. Everyone shut up about the hairline. It's literally just, I missed it a little bit. I forget that that's the, shut up.
I'm obsessed. Lads on holidays just being like, that's grand. Anyway.
That's what I do with every bit of cream ever. It's like any moisturizer.
That's perfect.
That's perfect.
So it got me to thinking.
That's true.
What triangular shaped things would fit into the triangle?
Oh, for God's sake.
It's actually the most perfect, not an isosceles. What's the one that's equal?
No, it's an equilateral. I know what you mean.
A lateral.
An equilateral.
An equal. Oh, Jesus, it's been a long time since I used that word. And the other one? Isosceles.
Isosceles, yeah.
And
yes.
Equilateral and.
Go on.
A right angle triangle.
Ooh, has less of a ring
degrees.
To it, but still valid. Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
sure. It's one of them.
Yeah, so I brought in a few props to see if they could potentially fit into the
Brilliant.
Triangle.
No, you didn't.
How. Yeah, so I'm going to pass them over to you now. They're here in this lovely tote bag.
Okay.
Some of them are physical, some of them are cut out that I printed this morning.
There is a packet of Doritos in here. Which I will be
cool
keeping.
Original.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, here are snacks.
Okay, go on. Rip them open there. I would imagine that a large Dorito might be too big, but you can obviously create an equilateral triangle from breaking off a corner.
I'd say, is that too big?
Show me there. It was balanced up against the head.
That's pretty good.
Is wow. That pretty spot on?
That is pretty good.
Okay, by the way, it's not the size of a Dorito. It's just I tore off a little bit of a Dorito.
But even if we don't get the exact size, we might get the shape.
Exactly. He tore off a large part of a Dorito, I would say.
Oh, there's other... Okay, great. There's that red cow cheese.
Yes. Laughing.
I had it written down, the red cow cheese.
Much like the red cow roundabout. Much like the red cow roundabout. This is the red cow cheese. I love that brand. what do I do with this?
The melt right there
here,
in the center.
Do you want me to open it? I know you're not a cheese guy.
I'm not a cheese guy.
Oh my God, laughing.
I accidentally bought the low-fat one. Apologies. That was not in my plan.
Is it in triangles?
Yeah.
Why did everyone laugh at my red cow cheese? Is that not what it's called?
It's called laughing cow cheese.
Oh,
the red cow is the round
one. Oh, it does come in little pizza slices.
Yeah.
Right there. I'm going to put that up to my...
Is that nice and cooling, Dave?
I didn't realise how burnt I was until I put the cheese
up
to it.
That's why I really did this. I was like, let's get a cold lump of cheese.
That's lovely.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Really nice. Okay, so what are we thinking?
Big, but shape-wise.
Shape-wise is good.
Are they isosceles?
I'd say that's not an equilateral anyway.
Okay, well then, so that leads us to believe.
Okay, now there's just pieces of paper in here.
There are cutouts.
Birthday girl party hat.
Yeah,
very good.
Obviously a bit big,
huge,
but you know.
Same vibe as the cheese. Mm-hmm. Same kind of colour as the cheese.
Did you by any chance print like a mini Samuel Beckett bridge?
I did print another Dublin landmark, but missed out on it.
Is it the Bambino's pizza slice?
It's a Bambino slice. I'm really hoping that one fits.
They're doing great things. it doesn't fit because thankfully the burn is not that big, but it's like a tiny little triangle of burn. Yes. But you're getting the shape right, just not
Thank
the
you.
Size.
What else is in there?
Are these the benches?
That is the Ranelagh triangle. Thank you.
This is where they put the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love it.
That's too long.
It's too big.
Too long.
Head to our Instagram at official spin103 to have a look at all this go down and check out Dave's receding hairline.
What about the clamp?
That's too. Would that be an equilateral?
Yes,
I think
that's
we
equilateral.
Need something more at a slant.
I really like the coat hanger. That's
I think
my
coat
favorite.
Hanger is it for me.
Yeah.
A Toblerone could have done the trick there.
Ooh,
as well.
Yeah. Bring that in tomorrow.
Yeah. Gaga now, you're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lady Gaga, abracadabra on spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Hey, good morning.
We have just been investigating what triangular object will fit into Dave's sad triangle of sunburn that he acquired. required on his holidays now. Vera, I'm just about to post it on the Instagram. I'm double jobbing at the moment, guys. I'm trying to get through what I can. But I think we concluded that the perfect item was Laughing Cow cheese slice, fondly known by Dave as
something else.
This is what he said.
Okay, great. There's that red cow cheese.
Yes.
Red cow cheese. I don't understand why that's fun.
Do you know what? There's not enough red cow branded stuff in general, is there?
The red cow roundabout.
Really, yeah, more.
But it'd be really good for them to do like a Christmas version. The other way kids love those, what would you say, those like tracks and train tracks and stuff to drive their little mini cars.
Mm.
Imagine how much you'd learn.
If you had a Wolfenstein roundabout in there.
If you had a, yeah, if, yeah. Well, also if you had just the red cow in there.
Oh, yeah.
If,
yeah,
I want to go southbound, where'd you go, kids?
Stop. I know.
Who knows? You never know the answer.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
An Ordinary on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Welcome along. It is Tuesday. It is Top 10 Tuesday.
Yes. Oh, Fiona, it's your first Top 10 Tuesday.
I'm excited, guys.
How do you feel?
I'm excited. I'm ready. I'm passionate,
okay,
about
good.
This game.
Even though you've never played before.
But it's always been a something dream. I've dreamed of doing.
So basically, this is Top 10 Tuesday. Over the last few weeks, Callum brought us this and he was asking myself and Dave to complete things like the most followed Instagram accounts, the top 10 in the world. And for example, Simpsons characters who had the most lines in the show. That kind of stuff.
Love it.
Now you listening, we're going to need your help to complete this list as well, because never in the history of Top 10 Tuesday have Dave and I managed to complete a top 10 no. list without your help. So listen up. Dave and Fiona, it is apt that I'm sitting this one out and not playing along, and you guys are, because the focus of this is characters from the Harry Potter films,
yes,
who've had the most screen time.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, just some T's and C's, Fiona, to get through, okay? And Dave, I think you're aware of this. It's up to you to try and complete the list. Every time you say something that's not in the top 10 list, you lose a life.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Once you've both lost three lives, you're out, and we move over, and there's IMC Cinema Passes for the taking for those listening, okay?
I think I'm going to get all 10.
Oh.
I love it.
Confidence.
I really
you're
do
a stan.
Think I am.
Okay. No, I think, yeah, I think. I
have you seen it?
Are you a Harry Potter stan?
Well, growing up, yeah. It was a big part of the old personality.
Okay. I want to say something that's going to freak you both out, but let's just be clear. We are discounting Harry, Ron and Hermione.
Oh, for God's wow. sake.
It'd be very obvious, Dave. I'm okay. confident.
My first
now.
One was going to be Harry Potter.
That was going to be good. No, if you're a true stan, you'll understand all the racially ambiguous background characters inappropriately named by J.K. Rowling. I am ready.
Minus Harry, Ron and Hermione, let's please complete characters from the Harry Potter films who've had the most screen time.
Right.
Dave.
I'm going to hit you with Hagrid.
Dave?
Yeah.
Hagrid is at number 2.
Okay.
Wow.
45 minutes and 45 seconds in total, would you believe? Fiona, over to you.
I'm going to go for Severus Snape.
Snape, Snape, Severus Snape.
And you, my darling, at number 3, 43 minutes and 15 seconds. Well done, guys. That's 2 and 3 complete.
We're going to go for the number 1 spot.
Go on, Dave.
Dumbledore.
Mm. Absolutely correct.
Yes, come on.
77 minutes and 15 seconds for Albus Dumbledore. That's 1 through and 2 and 3 complete. We need to get a top 10. Fiona.
Come on.
Petunia?
Petunia. Petunia, as in... Vernon's wife, who was in 2 movies.
That is a life out for Fiona.
Shocking. Shocking that.
Dave, back to you.
I thought she could be a red herring.
We're going to go with Professor McGonagall.
Good one.
It's got to be 4.
At number 7.
Ooh.
Professor McGonagall, 28 minutes and 45 seconds. Nice one, Dave. Back to you, Fiona.
Let's do Draco Malfoy.
Oh, yes, well done.
I'm hitting it with the Slytherins.
Number 5.
Oh, well done.
31 minutes, 45 seconds for Malfoy. Dave, back to you.
Right, we're going to have to put him in there. He who must not be named, Voldemort.
There's your number 4, Dave.
Yes.
Wow.
37 minutes and 15 seconds. All the money they made for 37 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So we've 1 down.
We're only
2,
missing
3,
4.
4, 5 and 7. You're missing 6, 8, 9 and 10. Can you do it without the help of you listening?
I'm going to say representation for non-wizards, Argus Filch.
I love that she knows the name but doesn't know that he was in it absolutely F all of the time.
He's given a lot. I feel like he's always given time. He's the Hogwarts caretaker, thank you.
Sorry, Fiona, that's a second life for you gone, my dear. Okay. Right, Dave, back to you. We're looking for 6, 8, 9 and 10.
I'm going to go with... let's do Fred and George Weasley. Mm.
George Weasley comes in at number 11.
Oh no!
Dave, you've lost a life. Back to you, Fiona. We're looking for 6, 8, 9 and 10.
Just going to stay in the Weasley family for now. Might Ollie. Go with Ginny Weasley.
Ginny Weasley. Please.
But the fact that I started saying
I swear
anyway.
To God I was going to say her. I was thinking about her.
Number 6. Well done, Fiona. All right. Will we just go through where we're at? Just to refresh. Number 1, Albus Dumbledore. Dave, you got that. Hagrid, Dave, well done. Snape, Fiona, you got that. Voldemort, Dave, you got that. Malfoy, Fiona, and Ginny Weasley, Fiona, and Professor McGonagall, that was Dave. We're looking for 8, 9, and 10 to complete the top 10 Tuesday of characters from the Harry Potter films who've had the most screen time.
I'm going to say... I'm going to say you're one, the vice principal, and her name is, I can't remember her bloody name.
Umbridge.
Professor Umbridge.
Oh, she's only in one. Oh, well, she's in two.
Second life gone for you, Dave. What do you want to do here, guys? Do you think you can complete?
I think I can.
Or do we throw this
out? You think you can?
I'm going to have to hurry you both on a little bit. Fiona.
Seamus Finnegan.
I forget everyone. Seamus Finnegan.
Seamus Finnegan, that's you out, Fiona.
Oh, sorry.
Good luck.
My bad. Okay.
You're sabotaging.
My last one, I would have to say it's Lucius Malfoy.
And that is you out, Dave.
No! What?
Okay, come on. What can you do for us here? 087-711-1038. We need from you the top 10 lists completed of characters from the Harry Potter films who've had the most screen time. If you have a guest to offer, you can win yourself IMC Cinema Passes this morning. Very quickly, Dumbledore, Dunn, Hagrid, Dunn, Snape, Voldemort, Malfoy, Weasley, Professor McGonagall. We're looking for numbers 8, 9 and 10.
You know the famous character, Weasley.
We love Weasley. Oh, sorry, yeah, Ginny Weasley, to be more specific, excuse me.
So we're looking for 8, 9 and 10. That, I'm fuming at
that. That's shocking now.
I thought I was going
to
get it.
087-711-1038. Win your way to the cinema on us by completing this top 10 Tuesday.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Morning. One of my favourite bits of the week. This is Top 10 Tuesday. This week on Top 10 Tuesday, we've been looking for Harry Potter characters with the most amount of screen time, all the way up to 10, without Harry, Ron and Hermione, because they're way too obvious. All right, we have actually managed, me and Fiona, have managed to get 1 to 7, which I'm really, really happy about. Mm. We've got Dumbledore at 1, Hagrid at 2, Snape at 3, Voldemort at 4, Draco Malfoy at 5, Ginny Weasley at 6, and Professor McGonagall at 7. But we're missing 8, 9 and 10, and it's doing my head in.
We said at this point, if the guys were out, it would be over to you to win yourself some IMC Cinema passes. And Jade is there this morning. What is your guess, Jade? We're looking for 8, 9 and 10.
I think it's Neville Longbottom.
Yes, great one.
Luna Lovegood.
Luna.
And then Professor Slughorn.
Oh. Okay, ooh. I can tell you that one of those three are correct. Number 8, Neville Longbottom.
Oh,
come on, Neville
Longbottom. Congratulations, Jade. You've won 2 IMC Cinema passes just because we're sound.
We love it.
Any more characters coming to mind?
No, I thought you'd said most of them.
No.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, Jade, what you missed out on there was, excuse my pronunciation, guys, Remus Lupin.
Remus Lupin.
I didn't think Lupin. He was hanging around too.
At number 9, and Sirius Black at number 10.
How did we not get Sirius?
Jade, well done. Talk to you later, gal. Thank you.
See you, Jade.
Oh, thank you. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
If of all the top 10 Tuesdays, I would have thought that was the one I'd kill it on. Like, I'd get 10, no problem. That was really difficult.
It is hard under pressure.
I can't believe we got
just
7.
Being
though.
On the radio.
It's mad over here, isn't it? You're mad. Top 10 Tuesday, complete for another week. Well done, guys.
I loved it.
Thank you. From Sabrina Carpenter now. This is called Busy Woman. You're on spin. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Good morning. Morning. I'm so
mature. Sabrina Carpenter and Busy Woman on spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Hey, morning.
Good morning. Guys, exciting news for all you gym bunnies out there. Gym bunnies, gym gerbils, fitzbos, fitzbees. Spin is going to be live from Wellfest on May 10th and 11th with Flyfit.
Class.
Very good, very good. Wellfest is Europe's largest outdoor health, fitness and wellness festival, and we are joining forces with Flyfit to provide the tunes with Marty Guilfoyle and Jamie Maguire, and the spinnies will be there with tons of giveaways too.
Nice one.
Yeah, it's always really fun. fun, isn't it?
Yeah, we get them Whalefest tickets to give away every single day on the show. And this week we're also going to throw in a 3-month roaming FlyFit membership as well, which would be very, very nice. I'd like a 3-month membership to the gym so that I can just use it for those 3 months and then decide after. Because I'm in a gym at the moment that they're like, 3 months to cancel. So I have to pay them 3 months worth of money.
No, I get it. And sometimes it feels like way too much of an undertaking to be like, I want to sign up for the year. If you're like, what if it's not my thing?
Yeah, after 3 months you set on a new personality.
Yeah, exactly.
For a while it's gym, then it's summer.
Then it was running and...
Or then it's like, I'll go before summer and then it's winter time and we hibernate. It's exactly. All good. I remember I was at Wellfest years ago, not as a fit fan person. Come I was there kind of working. But your man Joe, you know, he's got the YouTube channel. Joe Wicks. I was starstruck. I could only see him. He was a little dot up on the stage doing his workouts through speakers and I was literally getting into it. He's really inspiring.
I never actually watched him during lockdown, but he was like, during lockdown, he was the thing that really became super famous because of like the amount of work he was doing with people at home.
Yeah,
people
so
were getting
positive. It was him and banana bread. The world.
So listen, if you want to win a pair of Wellfest tickets on the show this morning, we have them to go all this week and that 3-month roaming FlyFit membership. All you got to do is WhatsApp us now, please. The word Wellfest to 087-711-1038. It's just Wellfest in a WhatsApp. Throw in your name on that as well so we know who you are. 087-711-1038. Get in touch on WhatsApp and you could be winning with Wellfest and FlyFit this morning.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello, it's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know what? I really have a couple of admin bits to do this week. I'm not happy about it. The tax is up.
Oh.
The NCT, I think, is up soon. And insurance is up as well.
You always have this in May. I remember last year you having the exact same moment.
I don't know why I do it. But at the same time, it's not really like I can stop it.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Because I can't be like, oh, do you know what? I won't pay the tax now until October. And that'll give me a couple of months to have a little bit of a break.
What you could do is you could go monthly on the tax to give yourself a breather. Yeah.
I do 3 months.
I have enough things coming out a month.
Sorry, it's not monthly. It is 3 months, isn't it? Yeah, I did a 6-monthly there before Christmas. I thought, treat yourself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, very nice. I always do the year. And it's just because it's one payment. It's just one payment and it comes out and then that's me done.
But then you're broke for May if you've got insurance and annual tax.
Yeah.
And you have to pay for what's inevitably wrong with your car in the NCT.
No, there's nothing wrong with my car.
I did my NCT last week. And you know when you know you're going to fail, but it wasn't a bad fail?
Yeah.
Like, it was like, you still failed, but you only just have to bring it back in. And I'm like, I was coming out and I was like, great result. And I was like, we can see fail on top of it. And I'm like, but this is good by my standards. Yeah,
I'm the same with the insurance. I'm like, they're like, we'll quote you €1,000. I'm like, hey, that's you know what I mean? That's okay, because most people are being quoted like €2,000 or something like that.
It was so funny. I was in the car the other day with my brother-in-law and my niece Florence was in the back, and he just had to do loads to his car to get it to pass the NCT. And we were just chatting about it or whatever, like real like adult talk in the front, but obviously she's just a sponge and picking up all the conversations or whatever. So she just piped up in the back, well, Dad, I think it's really unfair that they failed you because you had tape sticking your wing mirror on. Like, I mean, it works, doesn't it?
She's dead right.
Emma, what do you think? It works, doesn't it? I said, yeah, it does, Florence.
Thank you, Florence.
They were really mean, Dad. They were really mean.
Very, very mean.
I need to bring her in now to my next NCT and be like, listen to her. She knows about cars.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin. Your number one hit music station. Recharged.
Very important business we must get to, actually, because Fiona, given that it's your second day on the show, and hopefully you will be here for the foreseeable.
Okay, thanks. You sounded really convinced about that. It seems like you're pretty happy to have me here.
I'm very, very happy to have you here. But I would like you to be here for the long run, and in order to do that, you need to play along with the rules of this show. And at the start of the year for Fully Charged, we come up with predictions, right? Love. We come up with a personal prediction, something we think is going to happen, an Irish prediction, something we think is going to happen in Ireland, and then a showbiz prediction, something we think is going to happen in the world of showbiz. I remember, I think it was last year, I said for my Irish prediction that Ryan Tubridy was going to leave The Late Late, and he did.
I had an insider.
It was really strange. Weird. At the time. It was a bit eerie, actually.
It was crazy.
It was
crazy.
It was crazy.
I was just...
That would have been like 2 years ago now, would it? Has to have been 2 years.
been a year or two. I don't know. It was one of them. So that's what we want you to do today. We want you to come up with a personal, an Irish, and a showbiz prediction. I know, Emma, for your showbiz prediction, I think this year you predicted that Ariana Grande was going to get engaged to your man.
Ethan Slater,
yeah.
That's the random one.
I think they're on the way out.
I think they're probably on the way out, which is, I think, the opposite.
Yeah.
And then I remember you said your personal one was that you're going to be a vegetarian by the end of the year, which is probably harder to do now that you've got a dog.
Why?
I don't know. Just
you're going to eat him?
You're buying meat. Like, you're buying meat for... You might be giving him a bit.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
She's buying dog food, which I don't know is usually
I don't really know.
Meal prep.
Must be harder. Did you have a dog?
Well, just because you can't make him... You'd want to give him meat and stuff like that. Yeah, you don't want to miss out on, like, a roast dinner. So you'll have to make that for yourself then give it to them. I don't really know where my thought frame was going.
I'm not loaf for Seamus. Yeah. I'm sure he'd partake.
But we can move on. So, Fiona, predictions. Mystic Frawley, a personal prediction for the year. What do you think is going to happen? Now, she has it easier because we're already in April.
I do. My personal prediction, I think I'm going to finally find out what I'm allergic to. I think a lot of Irish people can relate to this. Do you know, randomly, your stomach will flare up. You'll have to take to the bed because you're literally doubled over in pain. Don't know what's wrong with you. And then you're like, oh, well, I'm not going to investigate that in any way. I'm sure I shouldn't be eating cheese, but I'm not going to make that lifestyle change.
Okay. I'm definitely lactose intolerant, but I don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to have to get that officially kind of on the record?
Yeah, is it official or are you just going to like really narrow it down?
I'd say I'll be left with no choice, maybe.
Okay.
I think, yeah. I'm getting older, guys.
Okay, fair enough. So that's your personal prediction. How about an Irish prediction?
Irish prediction now... I will be shocked if this doesn't happen. I think Bertie Ahern is going to bring out a country album.
Okay.
We know he is gunning for that presidential seat.
He is indeed.
And we know he loves a trend. He came back. He did his podcast about the Good Friday Agreement. He was a few years late with that one. But he's down with what the people are interested in. And he knows country's having a moment. So I think that's what he's... I think that's the road he's going to go down.
He is a man on the pulse. I'll give you that.
Finger on that pulse.
All right, that's your Irish prediction. And your showbiz prediction, please, Fiona Frost.
This one's very current, as in literally yesterday. But that's the advantage I have. Jojo Siwa and Chris Hughes get married. Maura Higgins officiates.
David, I don't think she's taking the prediction seriously.
No, hey. I don't think you are at all.
No, I don't think you understand the assignment.
Hey. Apart from the personal one, which is real personal.
I know someone out there relates to that. Please, text in. What are you allergic to?
Quick recap. Personal prediction.
I will find out what I'm allergic to.
Okay.
Irish prediction.
Bertie Ahern will bring out a country album.
Showbiz prediction.
Jojo Siwa and Chris Hughes will get married. Maura Higgins will officiate.
I think we're safe to say we're fine.
Yeah.
None of that will have to be revisited at all.
Oh, we'll see who has the last laugh.
If he brings out a bloody country album, I swear.
But honestly, you said Tubbs was going to leave the Late Late and no one saw that coming at the time you predicted
that's true.
It.
I'm riding in to the goal. I'm ready to fool you all.
Your number one hit music station, this is Spin, and you're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Hope you're well this morning.
What a tune, by the way.
Oh, man. Go on, Cardi. What she asked. Get that album out. Listen, we have a question for you this morning. We'd love your voice notes and your stories on this. Question being, what have you missed because you overslept?
Oh, God, okay. How long is your list?
It's pretty damn long, but this question's on my mind because something truly way beyond anything I could ever imagine sleeping in for. I have secondhand anxiety for this person because of something I witnessed in terms of oversleeping over the weekend. So, I was in the UK and it was my boyfriend's first cousin's wedding.
Okay.
So I went over on Friday. The wedding was on Saturday. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was very, very typically English now. Lots of hay bales lying around at this wedding.
I don't know what to say about that, but okay.
Yeah, look, do you know what? It was actually, it was very quaint and lovely, I have to say.
Where was the wedding?
And a really good gang of people. It was very North Yorkshire.
North Yorkshire.
Yeah, real friendly, lovely people and all the rest, right?
Good gang, the English. You always said it.
Go easy. This was a particularly lovely gang of people. But basically, typically, if you tend to have a wedding at a venue, it might be the occasion that close family, mom, dad, all the rest, and maybe the bridal party and the groomsmen and stuff might go to the venue the night before. Mm-hmm. And then be there for hair and makeup and get ready in the morning
and
pictures and all the rest.
Would that be the rehearsal?
There might there might be a slight rehearsal, but I know, for example, when my sister got married, it was in like a part of West Cork, and we all did go down to the venue the night before and stay and stuff. So you're not traveling on the day. So that's what happened with those guys. And when we were chatting to everybody when we arrived, it sounded pretty clear that they'd given it a good go on the Friday night before the wedding. It all got a bit loosey-goosey.
Seems to happen, and I think it's a very silly idea.
Yeah, no, we were very strict on it for my sister's wedding, that it would just be dinner and a chat and off to bed. So everyone was waking up feeling great on the morning of the wedding.
Everyone's giddy though, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, it's so exciting. Yeah. It's so exciting. And I think that's what happened. So we sit down for the dinner, and after the dinner, the speeches commence.
This is the actual wedding now?
This is the actual wedding now. I'm there, say, for example. I wasn't there on the Friday. Okay. I just heard that they'd had a good one on the Friday night.
Oh, no.
And as we were sitting down having dinner, what I thought was the best man gave an absolutely whopper speech. He was brilliant. I thought, wow, that guy is giving it. As in, he had so much confidence.
That is a true best man, true best friend.
A true best friend. Knows this guy inside out. Understand why he was chosen to be the best man on this. He really prepped this speech. And it was only afterwards that my boyfriend Jack told me that wasn't the best man. I was like, what are you talking about? He was brilliant. He was like, nah. He was called up about 2 hours ago because the real best man still hasn't woken up from last night.
Oh, my God.
Stop. Stop. No.
The best man from this wedding slept through the ceremony.
No.
The dinner.
Oh.
Even his own speech.
I think
this is
they
no word of a lie.
Accidentally given the best man title to the worst man. That's happened here.
The worst man, yes.
I don't know if I believe that. I feel like he would have to have woken up at some point.
They were prodding him all day, checking on him. Are you going to get up? Are you going to get up? He was in a bad old way, and there was no sign of him. He emerged at his best friend's wedding at 20 to 8 that night.
Oh my God.
That's
missed
not okay.
His own speech. I don't know at what point they teed up this other lad to give a speech, but he was excellent. Like, kudos to this guy. But I just thought the secondhand anxiety, the fear you'd have. I've slept in on some stuff like work, which is scary. But imagine sleeping in for the whole day of your best friend's wedding and missing the speech that you've had months and months to prep and deliver.
And some fella who just put 2 hours in ChatGPT in the hallway just went,
he was like, welcome one and all. He was delighted to have his moment, this fella. He was giving it welly, in fairness. Probably trying to cover for the fact that, you know, someone had left.
Yeah, I've always been the best man. What's your name again?
Should we be concerned about how ready this alternative was with the speech? Like, did he slip like the guy or something? Why did he have such a great speech prepared?
I just can't believe it. I've never heard the likes of it, to actually sleep in the whole day, to appear at your friend's wedding after 8 p.m. to miss the speech.
Like throwing the understudy off the stage. Honestly, oh my God, what happened?
Well,
I am prepared.
I have something prepared. It's like, why is it laminated?
Why is it laminated? We'd love to hear from you on this morning. What have you missed because you overslept? I presume it's nothing that hectic now, to be honest with you. But it could have been something significant that you still go, I can't believe. And you know that feeling when you wake up and you've slept in and you go, oh my God. Just throws you for the whole day or the whole week, depending on what it was. So what have you missed because you overslept? Get in touch. 087 711 103. That's our number. We'd love your voice notes, we'd love your messages, all the usual stuff. So 087 711 1038. What have you missed because you overslept? The fear of that poor
fellow. The fear
of going back to work yesterday morning.
Is he awake?
How was the speech? I don't know his name. How was the speech, Jake?
It was crying.
Apparently, it was brilliant.
Billie Eilish now. This is Birds of a Feather on Spin. Lovely sunny one in Dublin, I hope.
Oh, it's
this
lovely.
Morning.
I was just up on the balcony.
Is it nice?
Gorgeous.
Yeah. Okay,
gorgeous.
Good. Listen, we want to know this morning, what have you missed because you overslept? 087 711 1038. I only mentioned on the show a couple of weeks ago when I was a tiny bit late for work that I've overslept in the past for my sister's graduation ceremony. Just about made it to the meal for the dessert. I slept in for my first ever radio gig. I was an hour from where I used to be, and the show was already underway. But the reason that I asked this morning is because I was at a wedding over the weekend and I couldn't believe it when I realised that the best man had slept in. They obviously had a real big night there at the venue on the Friday night. He'd slept in for the entire day, missed the ceremony, missed the dinner, missed his own speech.
That's crazy, man. That is way too much. You know what I'd hate to sleep in for is like a world event.
Like if something was going on, like Sky News, and everyone was watching it, and I wake up and it's like, oh, yeah, it's over now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They and have a resolve.
You
were
just
or whatever.
Still thinking about the Pope. I feel like it's like
it would drive me insane. Like I was asleep and I woke up to the notification Pope Francis died, and it was 2 hours ago. I was like, where have I been? What have I been doing?
I think you're good. Like you're catching up on the info. Like I don't think you missed anything too crazy. R.I.P. and all, but like.
So what have you missed because you've overslept? Does a top missing your own speech as a best man? Anything that comes to mind? Give us a voice note, give us a text on 087 711 1038 on WhatsApp. I was just telling you that I was at a wedding last weekend and I honestly was shocked. I mean, I'm a devil for sleeping in. I've slept through like my sister's graduation. I've slept through my first ever radio gig, but I think this took the biscuit. The best man at the wedding slept through the entire day after kind of giving it welly on the Friday night at the venue. He missed his own speech. He missed the ceremony, but the speech, I suppose, was the big one. And I just couldn't believe it. They had to pull in like a different guy who was like part of the groom's crew, what's it called? The groomsmen. And he was ready to go, and in fairness to him, I think he did a great job, to the point where I didn't even have a clue that he wasn't the best man until after the fact. Anyway, we're asking you this morning, what have you missed because you overslept? And Jago was in touch.
Went to a funeral. Usual story, after of a funeral, Irish funeral. Mm. Left the pub about 5:30 that evening. Went home to my mum's house, not even my own house, to my mum's house, and fell asleep in the box room. Woke up about 9:30 that evening. I had about 25 missed phone calls. I'd missed the suit fitting for my pal's wedding and I was the best man. Oh my God. The phone must have had about 40 missed phone calls and I was actually KO'd. And they could only fit us in that evening.
Oh no.
Yeah, so that went down like a lead balloon.
Oh, and a nice little penny suit now for Jago for the wedding.
What's with these best men? Like, what's the best about them?
Like, and it's so Irish as well to talk about a wedding and a funeral in the same voice notes.
I just don't understand. Like, I wouldn't sleep in for a meeting. I wouldn't sleep in for anything. Like, I'm too much anxiety to not be there 5 minutes late or early.
Good, Dave.
I'm brilliant.
Oh, you're the best boy.
Well done.
Fiona, I feel like I've met like a sister of such when it comes to the love for the sleep.
Oh, I'd be a fan of a nap. I'd be partial.
Would you?
To be fair, I'm like, do not want to say how much of a nap I took when I came out of here yesterday. I was saying to you this morning, it started downstairs and then I took it up to the bedroom. And it was...
Like everything good.
That's how every good thing goes. And I loved every second. But... I don't think I've ever slept in for anything too crazy. I went to drama school. I don't know if you guys can tell, but my dramatic renditions of The Cash Machine. But I, I think on the second day, it's very strict.
Is this Billy Barry's?
No, it was adult drama school, like the Gaiety School of Acting. Thank you very
much. Like recently.
Darling. It was a good few years ago now. But they're very strict. They're like, be there at 8, be ready to warm up, not a stitch of makeup on you, all wearing black, all uniform, blah, blah, blah. Know your lines. The whole shebang. And the warm up started at 8. I think I woke up on the second day and I lived like an hour away. I think I woke up at like 7:30 or something. And you know when you're in denial and like I was like screaming at my mom. I was like, you need to drive me. She was like, I can't bring you down the keys. Like it's gonna take ages. And the warm up teacher was like this really strict American woman who literally would like bang a stick all the time.
And she used to bang a stick and drums. Stuff.
No, it was. I'll fill you guys in at some stage. And then she like arrived at the door already sweating when I got there and she was like, you can't come in. And I was like, no. And like when everyone got out of the warm up, they like saw how like my fellow students saw how shook I was and they just like hugged me as if I'd just like lost a loved one. They were like, girl, what did you do?
Oh my God.
So that was bad.
Yeah, but
it's not the worst.
It's how it makes you feel. That's the thing. And it's how other people make you feel
anxiety.
The shame of it.
Not good.
See, guys, I just haven't slept in for anything.
Oh,
really.
Dave,
I'm just very good like that.
Cuiva is standing by. What did you sleep in for, Cuiva?
I slept through my first Christmas Eve as a hairdressing apprentice.
Oh, no. Oh, God, that's a bad day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, 20 years ago, still traumatised. Never slept out for work since.
And come here, tell me this, Cuiva. Like, what time were you meant to start and what time did you get there for?
So we were meant to be there for 6:30 in the morning and my mum woke up with the house phone ringing at about 9:10.
Oh, the house.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the
house.
That just sent a chill up my spine.
Oh. I think my ma is still traumatised now from it. Like.
So this was your big opportunity. This was your big break and you're going in and they actually brought you in on the busiest, one of the busiest days of the year,
I presume everyone yeah,
well,
going
it
to
get... Well, it, no, it wasn't my first day, but it was my first Christmas Eve.
Okay, and would that, in hairdresser world, be one of the busiest days of the year?
Oh, it is the busiest day of the year.
And what happened, Jaquiva? What was the repercussions?
Oh, no, it was grand. Once I got in, it was like, oh, good afternoon. I was there by 10 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Oh, good afternoon.
Afternoon. Did you just sleep well? Oh, God.
I say it's one of those days.
It's so busy.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that when you feel like you're having to make up for being late and you're like just manically like sweeping, cutting, drying, and it's like, girl, relax.
Relax.
Like,
oh,
yeah. Please.
But it is the worst feeling in the world. Rough. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it was. It was bad.
All right, Quiva, thank you very much for that.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Good luck, Quiva.
Thanks,
you
Quiva.
Too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. What have you slept in for? 087 711 1038. Can you beat any of those? Or missing your own best man speech at your best friend's
That's
wedding?
Rough.
Shocking.
Recharged.
Guys, very exciting news. Spin are going to be live from Wellfest on May 10th and 11th this year. And to celebrate all week long, we are giving away Wellfest tickets every day and a 3-month roaming FlyFit membership too.
That's so a Saturday well and a Sunday. And if the weather is nice, that will be fantastic.
Oh,
the vibes would be really, really good because you got Marty Guilfoyle there and you got Jamie Maguire. Spinny's going to be giving away a few giveaways as well. But we've got the tunes.
It's so different to a typical festival that I would go to that you're like, oh my God, I'm going to do this yoga workout and then I'm going to have a smoothie.
Yeah.
And you just go home from a festival feeling so good about yourself. What a vibe. On to Give the Slash this morning to win their way to Wellfest and that 3-month roaming FlyFit membership is Aoife and Shannon. What are you up to this morning, Aoife?
I'm just like on my way to work.
What do you do?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Are you primary school or secondary school?
Primary.
Primary.
And what class?
I have third class.
Third class.
But you know, my niece's class, they have two teachers because there's so many of them. They literally have two teachers teaching at the same time. I find that so confusing.
And are they the same? They're all the same age?
Yeah.
Like the one, wow,
in the one classroom.
Wild.
Aoife, stay there and we'll talk to Shannon now in a second, right? So stay there.
How are you this morning? Great. Where are you off to, Shannon?
I'm good. I'm actually on the way to my GP for a blood test and then I'm off to work.
Oh,
how are you? How are you with needles, Shannon?
I'm actually not too bad. I'm a sports therapist, so I do dry needling on other people
all
the time.
Okay.
So I feel like I don't, like I can't be nervous about needles that
I know.
Are
you good at finding the vein?
Do you know what? I have the shittest veins in the world.
Really?
So,
what an incredible sex.
Yeah.
I'm really good at finding veins.
Yeah.
Get that on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Very good. Right, Aoife and Shannon, we're going to put the two of you up against each other. Basically, there's 10 doors. Behind 9 of those doors is absolutely nothing. The gym is closed, but behind one of them, the gym is up and ready to go. And you need to find that gym that's open. So, Aoife, you're on line one. We're going to let you start picking a door between 1 and 10 first. Let's go.
Perfect. Number five.
No. Nada there.
Not there. Shannon, over to you.
Number 7.
Lucky number 7. Not there, Shannon.
Aoife, you're up.
Number four.
Oh, God, this is difficult.
Shannon, what do you reckon? Do you want to go again there?
Number 1.
Gym is up and running. Shannon, congratulations. Aoife, commiserations. I'm so sorry.
No problem at all.
Have a great
day. See you later.
Have
Shannon, you're off to Wellfest and you've won yourself that 3-month FlyFit membership.
Thanks so much.
That's unreal for a sports therapist to win that.
I go to Wellfest every year and I haven't bought my tickets yet for this year.
Well, there you go, Shannon. There you go. Well, listen, congratulations. Enjoy that. And you've got a 3-month FlyFit membership as well. So have a fantastic day and enjoy getting them bloods done. I hope everything's all right.
Hope you get a lollipop after.
Good luck.
Bye, Shannon.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. If you want to win with Wellfest and FlyFit tomorrow after 8 o'clock, we'll give you another chance here on Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
We've been asking this morning, what have you missed because you've overslept? What is a huge thing you've missed out on? And Derek was in touch.
Yeah, hey, it's been. I missed the Beyonce concert. I was meant to go to Tottenham Hotspur. Flight, 6 o'clock in the morning. Missed it. But no way was I missing Beyonce. So got the next flight about 9:30, 10 o'clock, I think it was. Again, I got to London, down to Tottenham, just as I got to the stadium, Beyonce was coming out. So, worked out well in the end.
Oh my God, so you didn't overthink, you just timed everything really perfectly, Derek.
I love it. He still got to worship at the altar. He doesn't sound like your typical Beyonce fan.
No, but he's part of the Beehive.
He found a way to get to the Queen.
Mm-hmm. I wish she knew the things that people actually go through to see her. Well done, Derek.
Dublin. On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. I like where this is
is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Big. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! Good morning, Emma, Dave and Fiona here. And I love what Emily said there. Feels like summer out there.
Yeah, happy days. Whenever she does a fiver wheeler, I always count it. And she's always correct.
She never messes up.
It is always five words.
She knows her stuff. Producer Callum.
Yes, Fiona, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're probably not aware, but on a Monday night, I do a cooking course in Merino College. I call it Cooking with Callum. They don't call it that because...
Follow my Instagram at Callum Farmer.
I have been actively following.
Wow.
And checking out. And I was raging that I wasn't here when you made the crumble with custard.
Yeah, the apple crumble was phenomenal. So yesterday was the second last one of this term. It's back in September, so of course I'll be back.
Of course.
But I made focaccia bread and... what's it called? I've forgotten the other name of it.
It's a quesadilla.
Oh, I like quesadillas.
But it's a mango chutney and ham and cheese quesadilla.
Never mind.
Oh, wow.
Guys, is this all bread stuff?
Sorry, yes. It smells incredible.
Bread. Very little beyond Brennan's.
You'll pass that one to Dave.
I can't say I know much about focaccia.
What's about focaccia? Because I keep seeing focaccia. Could you not have heated it up a bit, Callum?
No. So focaccia is basically made just out of how you would make a dough. But I've infused it with a bit of tomato puree.
Is that the word you used there?
Uh-huh. So what would you like us to taste first?
Go for the focaccia first.
Focaccia.
I'm so uncultured. I don't know which is which.
Focaccia is the bread.
Okay. It's the bread with holes.
You don't know what a quesadilla is?
No, I don't.
So the focaccia is, it's a big loaf. It's got rosemary. It's got herbs. It's got a few red onions. I made it from scratch.
That's savage.
That's the rosemary I'm tasting.
It's really good. Thank you.
And then the quesadilla has mango chutney, ham and cheese.
I wish you didn't tell me that because that makes me not want to eat it.
Take a nibble. You'll like
it. What about that makes you not want to eat it?
Mango chutney.
Okay.
Dave doesn't like anything that is fruit.
Yeah.
Right. Or vegetable.
Or flavoursome.
Have a go there.
I don't like the texture.
Just have a go there.
I did.
Your tongue is like, wow, flavour.
I also don't like the thought that Callum made it. I know that's offensive.
So hard.
And I'm sorry. I know that's offensive and it sounds really rude. But I just don't like, I don't like going to other people's houses and eating their food. Even if it's like a toasty.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, your toaster's weird. I'll do mine, my own.
You're a man of...
The restaurant's quite a bit, hon.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It's not someone's house.
He's a man of routine and he likes his own things. There's only one more week of Cooking with Callum in 2 weeks and it's the big showstopper, Bakewell Tart.
Oh, can you not just cook at home anyway?
I don't even know what that is.
No, I can only cook in Merino College on a Monday night between the hours of 5 and 7.
Focaccia is class.
Makes sense.
Focaccia, very good.
Nice one, Callum. Good. Not to whinge, such a first world problem, but a problem nonetheless. I've been telling you, basically I live in a rented house. It's very small and myself and my boyfriend live there and I was away all last week on annual leave, as was he. So my landlord's been saying for ages that he'd like to get a painter in and it made sense for that to happen when we were both not in the house and it was vacant. However, the painter is not yet finished and it looks like he'll be with us, well, with me for the week.
How long has he been there?
Since last, he actually kicked off, fair play to him, on early morning on the bank holiday Monday last week.
So he's been there over a week.
And he was there on Sunday and everything as well. He's given it well.
He really likes your house.
Yeah. But the thing about it is, obviously I'm back and I'm here in Dublin again and we finish work quite early and the day can be quite long. Again, I mentioned the house is quite small. It's not like, you know, there's loads of rooms to choose from to go and hang out. Like you really have like sitting room, kitchen and then bedroom and he could be like in the hallway painting. And
don't be modest. Emma lives in a mansion.
I'm picturing.
Yeah. But anyway.
And this isn't the left wing of the house or the right wing of the house.
East gable.
Like everyone else, the rent is killing me for my tiny little house. Anyway, I'm just kind of thinking about the fact that we've another day. I'd imagine hopefully by Friday it'll all be wrapped up. But as I said, the afternoon is long and you kind of keep bumping into each other because the house is so small.
God, he must be doing multiple coats, is he?
Yeah. He's very specific. I remember when my landlord said he was coming. He said, "This is the guy we always get. Just so you know, he's quite slow and precise." I
was my God! This was pre-warned.
This is pre-warned, yeah. After a week and a half, he's done 3 bedrooms.
Oh,
maybe he's caulking a few bits as well. Is he? Is he just filling in a few holes? Doing a bit of
no, none of that. No, just 3 bedrooms. We're just on the hallway.
He hasn't even started downstairs yet.
Yeah,
he only does the paint.
Oh right.
I'd like you walking through some of the small talk we've made as we continuously bump into each other around the house. Only yesterday and today to go. This was just yesterday.
Can I ask before how many cups of tea have you offered him?
None. He kind of works away himself because he had the house to himself last week, so he's well settled.
Okay, he's like, you know, I'm actually starting to worry that this man has moved in.
He just wants.
Have you seen a paintbrush in his house at all?
You know, okay. Here's a quick one right before I tell you about our small talk. Yesterday, when I was going through the fridge because I'd been there all last week and I was just getting rid of some gone off stuff and tidying up a little bit, and there was a pint of my waddy in the fridge, and I thought, God, that must be there since like last week. We'll get rid of that now, yeah, or whatever. A few minutes later, down comes the painter rooting around the fridge, and I said, are you okay there? He said, where's my pint of my waddy? And I was like, oh, is that yours? And he was like, yeah. He went up to like my cupboard, took down my waddy and filled himself another glass.
Stop it.
Yeah. And he kept his pint glass in the fridge, yeah, like one of those frozen glasses on holidays.
He said that his mouth tasted like paint, so he wanted to keep going with my waddy. So
maybe stop drinking the paint, sir.
Maybe that's why he's washing around like Colgate and they go...
Maybe that's why he's going so slow.
I was like, this guy is well settled. It's not a bother on him. Anyway, here are some of the things we've talked about over the last day. Hoover bags. Where to buy them. And warranties on Hoovers, as it seems he's broken the Hoover.
I don't think you can buy Hoover bags anymore.
You can?
I think that's a thing that you're not supposed to buy them.
What are you supposed to do?
It's supposed to be those Hoovers that just go straight, that just go straight into the Hoover and you empty the Hoover.
Yeah, but they're crap. Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. But no, you can't buy Hoover bags for love nor money.
We spoke a lot about my waddy flavours. Summer fruits versus just straight blackcurrant. We both agree summer fruits is the way forward in life.
I would agree.
The weather obviously comes up. Nice mm-hmm. day. He told me that it was a really nice day in Dublin on Sunday. Wasn't very nice down the country. We talked about my dog's personality, how it's quite mixed, and he freaks him out, and how frightening a dog can be when you walk into a room and don't know what dog is there. We talked about the quality of his lunchbox and where he got it. Really good, thick lunchbox, nice compartments, and you just know you can trust the lunchbox that nothing's going to spill in your bag if you put it in your backpack. It has.
Does it have a lot of paint on it?
There's a few splatters,
is there? Yeah.
Which I enjoy as the painter. So look, day two today, I will report back tomorrow, but as it stands, yeah, it looks like I have a new housemate.
Wow, now I'm worried that I'm as boring as your painter, because Callum comments on my lunchbox every day and says, geez, I thought you'd have a long tray.
Where are you getting from the last 4 minutes of conversation that the painter is boring?
Well, just that you have to fill in small talk and that you have to think of topics. Like, what do I say? Callum's like, I would have thought your oats would be in a long tray, like a 3-in-1, but you have them in a jar instead. And I'm like,
that's more on Callum than it is on you.
That says more about Callum than you, honey.
And if you think that was thrilling, I've just got some more updates on Hoover Bags gate.
Thank God.
We've got a couple of messages in. You can buy Hoover bags from Power City depending on what Hoover.
I just go all the way to Finglas to buy bloody
Power
Hoover bags
everywhere. You didn't even know that have you ever Hoovered in your house, honey?
Of course.
Wow.
Oh, do you know what? It's the honey that has riled me right up. I'm fuming at that. I actually don't want to speak to you for the next 10 minutes. Honey, I'm actually bullying. I'm actually fuming.
Dad, don't fight.
I'm red in the face from that. That's,
you have said on the show before,
honey,
you don't hoover the house, you just tidy your own room.
I spent, I'd say, about 2 hours hoovering my room yesterday.
Or just your room, though.
I did, honey. Okay, is that okay, honey?
Oh. You did come in this morning and I was like, what did you do yesterday? And you were like, cleaned.
I cleaned.
And I was like, all right.
Just your room, though.
Yeah.
Not outside the room.
No, that's already done. The housemates do that.
Exactly.
I refuse to do mine. Okay, Power City. Good to know. I can get Hoover bags there. I didn't think they were even allowed to be bought anymore.
Fiona, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right, hon.
I.
Here's Gracie Abrams, and that's so true. Run Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning. As I was saying earlier on, I think I have a guardian angel because since last Thursday, I was in Albufeira with my mates, and obviously the new show was starting on Monday, Emma, Dave and Fiona. So I came home earlier than the lads did, so I left the lads and I came home just because I love this show so much.
You're very dedicated to your job.
Such a great employee. So I do the show yesterday. I head home for a nap because I know I have to go and pick them up at the airport at 8 o'clock. Yes, evening, right? So I do a few bits and bobs, do the cleaning and things around the house. I get a notification, RT News comes up, and it's just like there's power outages in Spain and Portugal. Mm. And I'm like, that's crazy. I just left Portugal. And so I click into it, and it's like yeah, it's going to affect flights and stuff. And I was like, oh, crap, that's not good. Portugal, obviously being where Albufeira is, where my mates are.
Yeah.
So Portugal's grid operator basically claimed that the outages that affected Portugal was caused by a fault in the Spanish electricity grid related to a rare atmospheric phenomenon.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Blaming the others straight away.
They sent out this like statement to be like, here's what happened. And it confused everybody. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone was like, what the hell? From what I could gather, basically, there was too much of a difference in the temperatures on certain days. So some days it'd be really, really hot. The next day it'd be really, really cold. And then hot and then cold. And basically from what I can understand, it caused like the infrastructure to vibrate because of the difference in temperature.
Wow.
And then it just shut off completely.
That's so mad. This
was this atmospheric phenomenon, right? So all transport, internet services, water pumps, all affected. People were in darkness for the entire night doing shopping and walking with phone torches. The Madrid Open, which was the tennis thing I was at a couple of years ago, that had to be completely abandoned. Shops sold out of like food and bread and candles and all that kind of stuff. And one of the biggest things that was going to be affected was flights, apparently. And my mates are actually still there.
No way!
Yeah, they were meant to fly home yesterday, right? And so I text the lad saying, you know, I was like, what's the story? What's going on, you know, with the flights or whatever? They say everything seems fine. Then a few minutes later, they said, we've just been told that they can't find our pilot. Our pilot is lost.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
What has that to do with the issues that they're having with their power?
They've managed to lose a pilot somehow. They can't find him. Long story short, they never found the pilot. So they
I hope he's all right.
They were given like stretchers. You know, like when you say someone gets injured in a football match and the people run on with the stretcher.
Mm-hmm.
They were given stretchers with legs on them as beds to sleep in the airport. Because they had to get a flight. I think they were getting a flight back in I think they maybe have got it maybe about a couple of minutes ago.
No way. They slept there last night.
They slept there in the airport last night. Like
it was all meant to be.
He was sending me videos and he was like, this is so grim. I was like, that looks awful. Another mate of mine has just arrived for a holiday with his family and they've no power. The Airbnb person came and dropped a load of candles and stuff like that. So that's how my mates are handling it all. Other reactions have been interesting as well. Apparently in Benidorm, all the sausage rolls have gone.
Of course.
Because the Brits are at it again. They need the sausage rolls.
That'd be what I'd run for.
They're in survival mode. You know what I mean? Do not rob the candles. You got to get the sausage rolls. One Brit on holiday was interviewed about the whole power outage. And he didn't seem too bothered. He pointed at the sun and just went, that's still there.
Yeah, well, that's true. I'd be delighted.
Which is like, do you know what? That's actually kind of fair enough.
Yeah,
you're in Benidorm. You've got your drinks. You've got your sausage rolls. You've got the sun.
Happy
what more could you want?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
My friend's on the Camino with her dad and they've been there for a week and she said the panic, because obviously it's very mixed, the type, like, you know, the age group of people that would do the Camino. But she said, like, she was like, my dad was like, the world is ending.
Oh, no.
It has to be the end or whatever. And now they're grand. They're back hanging
out
again.
It's so funny, isn't it? Like, people's reactions to just a little bit of the power going. But if I was on holidays and the power went, I'd be kind of fuming. I'd be like, this isn't a holiday. I want my money back.
Are you sure it was that vibrating thing or it wasn't you just snipping away?
I was
you
obsessed.
Had to leave her.
Yeah.
You're like, do you know what? None of the Iberian Peninsula can have power.
I wouldn't even know what wire to cut if I worked in an electricity plant.
Dave's like, if I can't have fun, then no one else can either. See you later.
Kidnapping the pilot. You're lost.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah. Dave, I haven't been anywhere really sunny in a while. What was it like being on holidays?
Lads, when I tell you,
what's the sun cream smell?
So happy to be sweating.
Really?
I was just so happy to be like, it was just so nice.
Everyone around you was so happy.
Oh, they were buzzing.
Was everyone smiling?
Everyone was just in good form. It was just nice to be able to like chill by the pool and like sunbathe and like actually sunbathe and not like that. You know when you go away in April sometimes you try sunbathe, it's like, okay, well, it's actually quite chilly.
A little bit chilly. I've paid for this holiday. I'm just going to make it work.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Class. Oh my God, bring it on. I can't wait. We're hoping to give away a holiday this morning. We want to send you to Fuerteventura, all with thanks to Sunway, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company, and it's Rebecca on to give this a go this morning. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just working. I mean, not working.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like you're too busy. What do you do, Rebecca?
Yeah. I am a medical secretary.
Oh, very good. Really? I don't even know what questions to ask you about that job. What do you do?
What was the last person who came in? What were they in for?
Hey. I don't even know. So, we do like ear, nose, and throat. So this is a pile of rubbish.
Ear, nose, and throat. Perfect. Oh, so it was either that's an ear problem, nice a nose vague. Problem, or a throat problem. Thank you very much.
Could be anything.
Are you in the eye and ear, Rebecca?
No, definitely not. No.
Oh, okay.
I think all we can say for sure is Rebecca probably needs a break.
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
When's the last time you had a little bit of a break away, Rebecca?
When I was on maternity leave.
That's not a break.
That's not a break.
For the rest of us women, don't ever sit on the record. That's a crazy
that was
thing to say.
Last holiday.
Last holiday, Rebecca.
No.
Where did you go for your holiday?
I am in the rotunda.
Yeah. Yeah. That does not sound like much of a holiday, Rebecca.
A slice of toast after giving birth to a human out of your... It's not a holiday, all right?
No. But the food in there is unbelievable. It just heads up.
The food in the rotunda? So, really?
Yeah.
What do you get beyond a bit of toast?
You get a cupcake with the colour of the baby, like blue or pink.
Stop.
That's nice.
I know, chicken Kiev, you know, everything you could think of.
Oh my God.
Rebecca, you're really...
I'm going to the rotunda for lunch.
You're practising a lot of gratitude there.
Yeah, I was going to
look at the world.
You're very easily pleased.
Very easily pleased, Rebecca.
I am, yeah.
You'd be able to cope if you won this.
Let's see if we can get you to Puerto Ventura, Rebecca. Do you have anyone in the background there to help you?
No, I'm
all right, you're on your lonesome. That's all right. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
I have, yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
God.
It's 25, and five songs and artists are going to play, and you need to guess them, all right, Rebecca? If you guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds, you'll win that Golden Ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. Mm-hmm. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can't swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, Rebecca, just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Rebecca?
Oh, yeah.
If you have any questions, now would be the time to ask them.
Pray for me, maybe?
Pray for
just
you.
A few no candles here in
no yeah. problem at all.
Thank you.
Father, heart, and heaven. All
right, Rebecca, last question. Where are you from?
I'm from Dublin.
What part?
I live in Lucan.
You live in Lucan. Very nice. Rebecca from Lucan, the best of luck. 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
I know you wanted me to stay.
Oh, God.
But again, I know
not a good start.
Pink Pony Club, Chapel Ronan.
Yay! Wow, that just came to you all of a shot, and that's what we like to see.
Rebecca, we love it. That took 7 seconds. So a great start. You got there in the end, but we try and speed it up for the next few. You've got this, Rebecca.
You have. I like it, Rebecca. 17 seconds on the clock, and we're going for song 2. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Oh, God. I know people dance to this, but I don't know what it's called.
Vroom, vroom. Beep, beep.
Do you want to use your swap? Say swap.
Yeah, swap, please. Swap.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so Rebecca, we have reset the clock to 17 seconds.
And what you missed there was Tate McRae and Sports Car. All right.
Here we go, Rebecca. 17 seconds back on the clock. It's like a brand new game, kind of, from Song 2. And a brand new Song 2 plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
They say the holy water's watered down.
Oh my God.
This town's lost its
faith.
I have no idea.
No.
Eventually, so if our time.
Oh no, I have no idea.
Come on.
I don't know.
Three,
I don't know.
Two. Monday, one.
No. No.
Okay, listen, that was Alex Warren and Ordinary. It's Everywhere at the Moment, but that's okay. Listen, it's been an absolute joy to talk to you, Rebecca.
It really has.
Rebecca, did you have fun?
I did have fun. If you need your ear looked at, you know where to go.
I was about to say, do you know what? If I'm ever stuck, I'll be looking for Rebecca.
Where? We don't know where she works.
It's a mystery. You'll never know.
The rotunda. Okay. Scooping up the cupcake.
Rebecca, thanks so much and have a fantastic day.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Good luck. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. I'd say the lads over in the rotunda are like, we've gotten such great mentions this morning.
And the person who makes the cupcakes is having a fantastic day.
Check this out. It's time for Fiona's final song.
Let's go.
I love how just low-key and like not a big deal that intro is. Like, I don't really like to make a fuss of myself, guys. But obviously, I'm new here, in case anyone didn't know. Hello, my name is Fiona. Thank you so much for having me. Not that it was a choice for any of you. But similar... to this segment is also not a choice for anyone present. I get the floor each day, just as the show is about to end, to weigh in on something that's been on my mind and share it with you all.
I've been asking for that for 2.5 years in the show. Do you think Emma, they gave me an Emma's final thoughts?
All you have to do is have no radio skills. So you should have known. Come in as the personality hire and you'll be able to talk. So, what's on my mind today, Benson Boone and Paul Mescal. Has anyone ever seen them in the same room? Now, I know for a lot of people, Benson Boone is kind of someone you hear on the radio, but you might not actually go and investigate what he looks like.
I'm going to have a look here now. He's a good looking boy.
He does be flat out flipping.
He has the mullet and mustache and he does flips.
Yeah, and would you think he had a look at Paul Mescal about it? A lot of people say Jacob Elordi and Paul Mescal, like he's a combo of both.
Okay.
But when I see him in his sparkly jumpsuit, I just see Gladiator.
Yeah, I can't. You know? I get what you mean. They have the same vibe. But
okay, so here is Benson Boone on screen.
Thank you.
Yeah, so he's very handsome. He's got a mustache and a giant mullet.
Particular photo, he very much could be, I would say, Paul Mescal's sibling.
I agree.
Yeah?
Is
it look at Timothy Chalamet off him as well?
There is actually.
Just any lad with a tash. Go back. That was the one that I thought, I think it's the muscular arms and just bulging out of that jumpsuit.
Oh my God.
Sorry, guys.
That's what I feel like I look like when I haven't got a haircut in a while.
That's exactly what you look like, Dave. Yeah. So come here. Obviously, they physically look similar, but the vibes are very different.
Yes.
Benson Boone likes to do his flips off the grand piano. He likes to get upset on TikTok that no one's enjoyed his flips, asking, what more can I do to get you guys to like me?
Of course.
Whereas Paul Mescal would be the strong, stoic, silent type. He was brought up in the middle of Ireland. He wouldn't be one for showing the emotions, per se.
Well, one is Irish and one is, I presume, Benson Boone is what?
He's from somewhere. He has to be.
Oh, he's American, apparently.
He is. So the thing with the similarities, it reminded me of, do you remember that episode of Simpsons, the Treehouse of Horror, when Bart has the evil twin?
Yeah, Hugo.
The attic? Hugo. So I think Benson is Hugo. I think he's escaped from the attic.
From Kildare?
Yeah. He's been in the attic in Kildare.
Okay.
Up with all of Paul Mescal's Denny's memorabilia that he got from that sausage shoot.
Bally.
And now he's just out flipping around the place.
So your theory is that Benson Boone was raised in an attic in Paul Mescal's house in Kildare, legged it and started backflipping off stage.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I can see Paul being more of the Hugo vibe.
That's how it turned out in the end, is it? That was what had happened with Bart. Spoiler alert for no one who's seen that Simpsons episode
from 1999.
Thoughts, queries, concerns?
As Fiona final thoughts go, this is day two and I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think, yeah, they're
I
two.
Really believe you.
I have enjoyed it.
They are two men and they are both good looking.
Thank you.
That's my takeaway.
I love it.
Yeah, but I both equally talented but in different ways.
Yes.
Well, there you go, guys.
And both rock a mustache very well. I would like to see Paul do more flips.